It's time for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams from ruralintelligence.com. What we like to say is the one stop to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our area. And it all kicks off with a great chronological calendar of coming events that they have at ruralintelligence.com as well. Mark, it is springtime, but when we are recording this, it doesn't feel like springtime.
No, well, welcome to spring. I mean, I think what it would be like if we were in winter. Anyway.
Just think if it were summer. Would we be?
Gosh, yeah, we would be in trouble.
All right, let's start off in Rhinebeck, New York today for March 26th. There's a book launch for Carol Goodman.
Yep, Tuesday, Oblong Books and Music have got Carol Goodman visiting. She's got a new book out called The Night Visitors. A lot of people will know her because she had a couple of really big bestsellers, The Lake of Dead Languages and The Other Mother. Anyway, The Night Visitors is a story of mistaken identities and missed opportunities and chances and forgiveness, but vengeance, all those type of things. So it looks like it's going to be a really great read. That's Carol Goodman at Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck. It's 6 o'clock on Tuesday, March the 26th.
Feminism in Art in Hudson, New York.
I saw this and I saw the next item and I had to smile a bit, but actually this Hudson Area Library on Thursday, March the 28th, that's at 6 o'clock in the evening, I've got actually what looks to be a really, really interesting talk. Maria Manhattan is going to be giving an illustrated lecture about her 1980 art exhibit called The Lunchbox, which was really a parody in response to a groundbreaking feminist work by Judy Chicago, which a lot of people may have seen. It's called The Dinner Party. It's a permanent installation at the Brooklyn Museum. Anyway, it obviously was a major event. Both of those exhibitions were major events. And the lunchbox, which Maria Manhattan's going to be talking about, consists of a whole series of assemblages in pink bakery boxes, which are all tributes to women from pop culture. And there are some very dubious women in there, and Betty Crocker and Auntie Mame, the first Avon lady, as well as Lot's wife and all those type of things. And it's all a parody of this dinner party, which is in the Brooklyn Museum. It looks absolutely fascinating. She will be talking. Then there will be a discussion afterwards about how art has used feminism and how feminism has used art. Absolutely fascinating one way and another. So that's Hudson Area Library, 6 o'clock on Thursday, March the 28th.
We move on from Hudson. Let's go to a Great Barrington Ladies Night Out.
Well, after that event in Hudson, you just sort of go a bit east, and I don't know whether this is a parody of that event or not. But anyway, the Southern Berkshire Chamber of Commerce are hosting their first ever Ladies Night Out event, and actually it looks really nice in a sense, because what they've got is they've got 18 chamber members will be at Crissy Farm in Great Barrington on the 28th, starting at 5 o'clock in the evening. And what they're going to be doing is demonstrating and sampling various essential oils and detoxifying teas, and they're going to be doing Reiki and red light therapy and all these type of things, which are really women-centric. I'm sure men can involve, but it will be really, it's a women's night out at the Southern Berkshire Chamber of Commerce event. And what they're actually saying, and it's a shame we can't go along there, is that they're saying it's a cabin fever party with a wellness test. And I think we really need to get out of cabin fever one way or another. So, yeah, that's Crissy Farm, Great Barrington, starts at 5 o'clock on Thursday, March the 28th.
Author and historian John Dwyer going to be at the Gunn Memorial Library on the 28th.
Yeah, John Dwyer is known because he's a municipal historian for Southbury, but he's a big author as well. He's going to be talking, there's going to be giving a big visual presentation and signing also copies of his recently released book, which is called Giving Johnny Cold Iron. It's a Connecticut Yankee Irishman's Wartime Letters Home. Sounds absolutely fascinating. You find these notes or letters that, and then you edit them, and they give you a perspective on a world which was absolutely so different from ours, really, nowadays. Anyway, that's the Gunn Memorial Library in Washington, 6:30 on Thursday, March the 28th.
We move from the Gunn Library, and we head over to Torrington, Connecticut.
Yep, there's one other event on March the 28th in the Warner Theatre, which looks absolutely great fun as well. It's the Allman Betts Band. Now, for the last year or so, the Devon Allman Project has been touring with a special guest, Dwayne Betts. And these guys are the sons of Greg Allman and Dickie Betts. And they're now joining forces to form this new band, the Allman Betts Band. They've kicked off 2019 with a new album, and they're on a worldwide tour that will feature all sorts of new music, songs both from their solo projects, but also they're going to be doing a whole lot of classic Allman Brothers and Greg Allman tunes in honor of the fact that it's the 50th anniversary of the original Allman Brothers Band. So they're going to be at the Warner Theatre. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff. In Torrington, that's at Thursday, March the 28th. And if you like the Allman Brothers Band, this is a gig you might well be fascinated to go to. So it's that ends our Thursday, March the 28th. It's a busy Thursday, one way or another.
Let's move on to Great Barrington, H.G. Adler, A Life in Many Worlds.
Yeah, I spotted this, and I love the title. So the Heverer of South Berkshire has an event called Nosh and Knowledge, where I guess they all get together, eat a meal, and somebody gives a lecture. And on Friday, March the 29th, it starts at 10:45, they're hosting Peter Philkins, who's going to be talking about the life and career of a man I've never heard of called H.G. Adler, who was born in Prague. He survived the Holocaust. He fled to post-war communist Czechoslovakia. He became a freelance writer and scholar in the U.S. And most interestingly, he went on to author 26 books in total. Anyway, Peter Philkins has just published a biography, which is H.G. Adler, A Life in Many Worlds. He's going to be talking about that in the Heverer of South Berkshire, in Great Barrington, on Friday the 29th. It's 10:45 in the morning, and you can click through and get more information on that from ruralintelligence.com and find out what you need to do to sign up for it.
All right, let's go to the High Mud Comedy Fest.
Yeah, this is big, and it's been getting bigger and bigger over the last few years. Mass Mocha has something like 75 live events throughout the year. You think of it as a museum, which is sort of, but it's not. It's a performance space of one sort or another. And the last few years, they have developed the High Mud Comedy Festival, which is completely obvious this year, one way and another, what with all our snow and mud and whatever. And it is this year it returns with Judah Friedlander, who you may have seen in 30 Rock and Wet Hot American Summer. There's Michelle Buteau from Key and Peele, Dulcie Sloan from The Daily Show. So a lot of people that we will have seen on the TV or known about. They have all sorts of other workshops and museum tours where they have fun at the expense of the museum. There are also a series of musical events and interludes, some of which can be very, very funny indeed. And it's all at Mass Mocha. It starts on Friday, March the 29th, but it also carries through into March the 30th. And in fact, I think it even goes into town, because if you go to some of the restaurants in town, after they've closed down at the museum, there are some events in some of the local restaurants there as well. So, again, you're going to have to go to the Mass Mocha website to check out all of the times and details and what to sign up for and how to sign up for tickets, etc. Great fun.
Okay, we go from comedy to wine. The Kent Land Trust has some tastings coming up.
Well, this is the 9th annual Kent Wine Spring Tasting, and it's all for a really quite lovely organization, the Kent Land Trust. And it's on both Friday the 29th and it runs through to March the 30th. It's going to be at the Artifacts Gallery in downtown Kent, which is a great, great space. And it's Kent Wine and Spirits sponsors three separate events. They start off on Friday, 7 o'clock in the evening, with a mezcal tasting with Adam Schulman and Matt Barsowitz. It's called The Spirit of Mexico. And then on Saturday afternoon, they have Tasting Jerez, which is a preview with Robert Colopany. It begins at 3:30 in the evening, in the afternoon on Saturday. And then the actual big 9th annual Kent Wine Spring Tasting starts at 5 o'clock, as I say, at the Artifacts Gallery. That starts at 5 o'clock, and it's all for a really lovely cause as well. So if you like to taste wines and you like to support the Kent Land Trust, this is a great opportunity. And it start and you'll have, again, all the times and the details are on the you can get there via Rural Intelligence, and it's both Friday the 29th and Saturday the 30th.
Let's go to Roxbury, Connecticut, for the history of map making.
Yes, I actually, this took me back to the fact that nowadays most teenagers don't know how to read maps because they don't need to. Whereas when I was at school, we literally got into the nitty-gritty of how to read maps and how you developed your routes around and whatever it is. And the Minor Memorial Library in Roxbury is hosting Mark Cohegan on Saturday, March the 30th. With a talk called The History of Map Making. And it's really fascinating to see how maps were developed over the last 400, 500 years, one way and another. And he has an exhibition which is called My Head is a Map. And he has been collecting and studying antique maps for over 40 years. He's been involved with the National Library of Iceland, of all places, with various exhibitions that they've put on. And his exhibition, which you'll be talking about, contains more than 40 maps spanning 400 years. Everything from town plans to a map of St. Paul's journey to Rome and more. So these are things which in a few years' time, I suspect that we probably, young people, will just begin to say, well, what is a map? I mean, you just look on your app and on the phone and you find your way somewhere. So it's absolutely fascinating to see how whole areas have built up and how key they were in geographical and economic importance over the centuries.
All right. And we go to gardening already. That's right. Yeah. This is in Kent, Connecticut on March 30th.
Yes, I think we're still in the planning phase, I'll put it that way. Kent Garden Club, Kent Town Hall on Saturday afternoon, and the Kent Memorial Library are going to be welcoming Karen Bussolini. She's a really well-published garden photographer. We've spoken about her before. She's a speaker. She's a writer. She's an accredited organic land care professional, and she's a real expert in eco-friendly gardens, one sort or another. She's going to be talking about her work, but she's also going to be talking about what people need to be thinking about before spring comes, if it ever does. So that you can be prepped for your garden in the summer. So that's at Kent Town Hall, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, March the 30th.
All right, we move on from gardening to another reception and book launch.
Still on March the 30th, but further up in North Adams, this looks like a really interesting book launch in the Artist Book Foundation, which I don't know about, but it's in North Adams. They are having a big reception and book launch for the artist Tom Slaughter. So they're going to take this gallery space, and it's going to be transformed into a replica of the painter, designer, and illustrator's Tom Slaughter's Soho Studio. The whole idea is that attendees will be taken from a rather dreary winter up here in the Berkshires into the bright colors of Tom Slaughter's paintings. So it's an opportunity to celebrate the whimsy of, actually, he recently passed away. His pop-influenced drawings and prints and paintings, but also It's the release of a very extensive monograph of Slaughter's apparently enormous body of work. So a lot of people will have heard of the artist Tom Slaughter. I must admit, I don't know, but it sounds as though it's going to be an absolutely fascinating book launch. It starts at 4 o'clock in the Artists Book Foundation in North Adams on Saturday the 30th.
We'll go to Hudson on the 30th for the Literacy Fund Cocktail Party.
Yeah, this is very important indeed. The Hudson Literacy Fund is having its 7th annual cocktail party fundraiser, and this is the group that raises the money so that each child in the Hudson City School District can attend and also purchase a book at the annual Hudson Children's Book Festival, which has really become a big feature in the Hudson area and particularly important for the school system. It's not, by the way, the Literacy Fund doesn't just provide this money. It also creates literacy programs. It supports local school libraries and much, much more. So they're going to be at Hudson Lodge starting at 5 o'clock on Saturday, March the 30th for a lovely cocktail party and a lovely way of raising money for a very, very good cause indeed.
We'll move on from that and we'll go to the Warner Theater in Torrington.
Yeah, we've got a couple of dance events this week, and it's one, the first one kicks off at the Warner Theatre with Palabolas, and they're going to be coming to the Warner Theatre with, you know, they are incredibly popular. They have this unusual, amazing, electrifying mix of humor and intelligence and unbelievable physical invention and athleticism. It's a really fantastic dance company. And then the other thing is that they are really getting involved in the local community as well. After the full Palabolas show, which they are gathering together with the After School Art Project, or ASAP as it's known locally, and they're going to be collaborating with the American Mural Project to feature a multi-generational community dance project. It sounds absolutely great fun. It is a theatrical experience one way and another. If you haven't seen Palabolas, you do need to think about it. They'll be at the Warner Theatre for two shows on Saturday. That's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and then 7 o'clock in the evening. And again, go to the Warner Theatre website via Rural Intelligence to check out the full details and get your tickets, etc.
All right. Well, it's not often you get to have a birthday dinner with Bach, but well, maybe it won't be with Bach, but it's coming up in Salisbury anyway.
Actually, they've had this several years in a row, and it sounds really great fun. Saturday, March the 30th, the White Hart Inn is following up. I think they've had a couple of really successful years. They have this Bach birthday dinner party, and the Berkshire, it's all organized by the Berkshire Bach Society, and they have a big performance this year. It's by the Manners School of Music students, and the lovely thing is it's accompanied by foods and dinner from the Times of Bach, prepared by the chef at the White Hart Inn, Paul Pearson. And they don't just make it dinner and listening to music, but there are all sorts of musical games and prizes. So if you are a fan of Bach or you're a fan of the Berkshire Bach Society, it sounds like a really fun, relaxed evening at the White Hart Inn. It starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday the 30th.
From the White Hart Inn, let's go to, let's see here, where are we going to go? Oh, we're going to go to Hudson, New York again.
Yes, yes. Hudson Hall is hosting Cabaret, and it sounds really lovely. It's an international cabaret and concert performance with Steve Ross and friends, and they're bringing in Stevie Holland as well, who I'll talk about in a second. So he is known for his heartfelt ballads to celebrate the Great American Songbook. So there will be all sorts of works from the Gershwins, Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, Noel Coward, Fred Astaire. And then they're also going to be joined by this jazz vocalist, Stevie Holland, who is absolutely fabulous. She's does a one-woman off-Broadway show called Love, Linda, The Life of Mrs. Cole Porter. And she's going to be accompanied by Ira Coleman on bass and David Stokowski on piano as well. And so if you enjoy that sort of music, Hudson Hall will be absolutely full of it on Saturday the 30th, starts at 7 o'clock in the evening.
We will move on to Spencertown, and that is a singer performing.
Yeah, yeah. This is actually the Spencertown Academy of Arts is really going in full swing at the moment, and it's lovely to support such a good organization. On Saturday, they are hosting Anna Egg with Alex Spiegelman as part of their Roots and Shoots music series. And it looks, I don't know Anna Egg, and I haven't heard of her, but I started looking her up because I knew I was going to be talking about this. And the singer-songwriter Sean Colvin said that Anna has the rare gift of being so eloquent and simple that she simply takes your breath away. So it should be an absolutely delightful, delightful concert. It's at the Spencertown Academy of Arts Center. It starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday, March the 30th.
We'll take flight with the Northern Duchess Orchestra next.
Yeah, I'm a great supporter of how the Culinary Institute of America is reaching out to the local community. It really wants to be part of the community, and it has great, wonderful facilities. And so they are hosting the Northern Duchess Orchestra's presentation, which is called Flight, on Saturday evening at 8 o'clock. The Northern Duchess Orchestra have thought out of the box, and they're trying to do a big showcase of flying and flying in music one way and another, and they seem to be featuring all sorts of fun events like the Balloon Festival and the Rhinebeck Aerodrome and things like that as well. So the concert will include pieces by Rimsky-Korsakov, Strauss, Copland. They've had a guest artist, Kimberly Kay, who's going to be narrating Flight, the story of Wilbur and Orville Wright. Apparently it was all told by their sister as well. So it sounds like an absolutely fascinating evening. And that's at the CIA Hyde Park on Saturday the 30th at 8 o'clock in the evening.
Let's go to a pillow party in Beckett, Massachusetts.
Well, you might want to keep warm, and this sounds like a great way of doing another dance event. So the Pillow is going more 12 months a year, and as part of that, they're having a whole series of dance parties. And on Saturday evening, they're having a big swing dance party. It's hosted by New York City-based performers, the teachers Latasha Barnes and Avita Arche. It starts off, by the way, it starts at 8 o'clock, but it starts off, and you can relax, with a 30-minute introduction to swing dance. And it's all accompanied by a newly formed 16-piece Berkshire band, which is called the Berkshire Big Band. And it sounds like a really great, fun event. So they start you off with a swing dancing lesson so that you can then join in a full evening. It goes till 11 o'clock at night in their new studio facilities there. And they're going to have sort of music that everyone can dance to, you know, Duke Ellington, Charlie Mingus, Stan Kenton, Joe Henderson. So it will be a great, fun, relaxed evening of dance on Saturday the 30th, starting at 8 o'clock in the evening.
Well, let's wrap something up here on this beautiful second day of spring with the Berkshire Chamber Players.
Yes, well, this looks absolutely fascinating. We don't often talk about events in Adams, in the Berkshires, but this is at the Santa Claus Costa Church at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. And the Berkshire Chamber Players, hosted by the Adams Lion Club, have a free concert, and it's featuring pieces by Mozart and Penderecki and Pessin and people like that. And so it should be a lovely concert. But what makes this really fun and unusual is that each piece will be accompanied, or before it goes ahead, there will be a historical commentary about local events at the time the compositions were written. So it makes it really a bit unusual, a bit special, and puts so many of these pieces of music in a sort of slightly different light and a context. Absolutely fascinating. So that's at Saniklas Costa Church, 1 p.m. in Adams on Sunday, March the 30th.
Well, that will do it, folks. That's it for this week's Rural Intelligence. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
Lovely. Thanks very much, Marshall.